the Danchenko update is worth noting in this conversation, because even the guy who exposed the Russiagate conspiracy, that the Democratic Party hired a foreign asset and hijacked our FBI and law enforcement officers to lie to a federal court to unlawfully surveil a president and presidential candidate, that occurred, and I was the one who helped expose it with Devin Nunes, thought it could not get any worse. But here's what I discovered, and I put it out on Cash's Corner the other week.
Hey friends, Sean from SGT Report here. Thank you so very, very much for tuning in. That was Cash Patel, who served as Chief of Staff at the DOD under President Donald J. Trump. Now friends, just one quick note before we start. When Donald J. Trump was sworn in as the 45th President of the United States, he said this about government power and we the people.
Today's ceremony, however, has very special meaning, because today we are not merely transferring power from one administration to another or from one party to another, but we are transferring power from Washington, D.C. and giving it back to you, the people.
Well, I can think of no better example of returning power to the people than granting access to insiders like Cash Patel. I feel very fortunate to have this opportunity to discuss the entrenched deep state with Cash Patel. Before we start this interview, just a quick word about our sponsor. Hey friends, thanks for tuning in to the SGT Report podcast. You can get exclusive content every single day for free at sgtreport.com, sgtreport.tv, and of course, the podcast via iTunes, Podbean, and your favorite podcast platforms. Guys, Noble Gold's CEO Colin Plume thinks quantitative tightening is setting up the stage for a gold rally. In his interview with the National Desk, Plume said that tightening is pushing the dollar up. However, he predicts that by next year, the Fed will print money again to restart economic activity. If you're thinking of gold and silver right now, Noble Gold is giving a free gold American Eagle coin with every eligible IRA or 401k. Noble Gold specializes in storing the value of your wealth through gold IRAs, so they're the natural choice. You can't go wrong with gold, and you can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call them right now at 877-646-5347. Or to find out more, just visit noblegoldinvestments.com. Hey friends, it's Sean from sgtreport.com and sgtreport.tv here. Thank you so much for tuning in. Guys, I have a very, very special guest for you. Before we start today, you know, we often read Luke 8:17. That's the popular one, but Matthew chapter 10, verse 26, also effective. Listen to this, guys. I think it is really on point as we're about to discuss the deep state with Cash Patel. So do not be afraid of them. For there is nothing concealed that will not be disclosed or hidden that will not be made known. Cash Patel served as chief of staff to the acting U.S. Secretary of Defense under President Trump. He's an attorney and now an author. The Plot Against the King and The Plot Against the King 2, 2000 Mules are just two of the books in the trilogy. The third book is on its way. He's also the host of Cash's Corner. Cash Patel, thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks so much for having me. Looking forward to the show.
Hey, I really appreciate you so very much. And I got to tell you, when I was getting ready for the interview, I was thinking about how things have changed because of people in the MAGA movement, people like you. People like you connected to the president, willing to come on with just average Joes like me to have a discussion about politics. I think it's rare, it's unusual. And to me, it's part of the Great Awakening, Cash.
It's part of why America elected President Trump, because he broke the mold of listening to the fake news mafia, and people have cut the cord on cable TV. And we're honored. It's a privilege to be on your show and shows like yours, because more people are getting the truth from your reporting than they are from the left-wing radical media. And that's the difference in why we do these shows. And we feel and we see that it actually matters to the American people.
Oh, it matters more than you know. And it's just very, very inspiring to be able to be in this fight with you, the fight for our republic, the fight for Christian values, the fight for our Constitution and our Bill of Rights. So thank you for being on the front line and leading the charge. I have to ask you about Nord Stream 2.
Yeah.
Did you happen to see Tucker's opening comments on Tuesday night, last night, September 27th?
I didn't.
Let me play this for you. Do you mind?
No, absolutely.
All right, let's play this because I feel like whatever happened to Nord Stream 2, it reminds me a lot of what happened on 9/11. And people have to understand what a big deal this is. And this would not have happened if President Trump were still in the White House. Here's Tucker.
And it turns out it was not an accident. At the very same time that leaks in these pipelines were detected, Swedish officials recorded two powerful undersea explosions, each one of which was equivalent to hundreds of pounds of TNT. Nothing in nature can account for that. Almost immediately, the pipelines began leaking in three separate places. So there's only one explanation for what happened. This was an act of industrial terrorism. That was very obvious to the Prime Minister of Poland, and he wasted no time in saying so. Watch.
Today, we are also dealing with an act of sabotage. We do not know the details of what happened yet, but we can clearly see that it is an act of sabotage, an act that probably marks the next stage in the escalation of the situation we are dealing with in Ukraine.
All right, I'm going to pause it there. I'm going to come back to my guest because he knows a lot more about the deep state than I do. I also, though, just so you know, Cash, I have a soundbite I can play from Joe Biden and one from Victoria Nuland, who threatened that that pipeline would no longer exist if Putin invaded Ukraine. And now Tucker goes on in that commentary to ask, what did Biden know? What did the administration know? Who is behind this? Cash, your thoughts.
Well, look, rewinding the clock a little bit, Nord Stream 2, for those who don't know, you know, the biggest energy pipeline that Russia built into Germany, the largest economic powerhouse in Europe. And instead of buying energy from Western alliances like ourselves and our partners, they, Germany, their chancellor, Merkel, chose to go in bed with the communist Russians and Putin and get cheap energy from that pipeline. But what did we, America, do? We didn't accept that because we knew the national security risk it had just to our, not just to America, but our allies. And brave warriors under the President Trump administration, Ambassador Rick Grenell, namely, a dear friend of mine, while ambassadors stopped the construction of Nord Stream 2 and single-handedly made it the issue of the day, of the week, of the month, when it came to matters of Russia, Germany, and America. And we put in a place as a result of Ambassador Grenell and President Trump's leadership, sanctions that prevent it. We didn't physically go there and stop the pipes and welding and all that. But what we can do as America is use our sanctions programs to cripple the businesses that were constructing those pipelines and cut off their ability to access the global banking system. That's how we work. And it worked. And everybody then didn't think it was a big success. And they said, so what? And Germany was screaming about it. Well, enter Joe Biden, and he lifts those sanctions. He allows the completion of the pipeline. And now Germany's getting all their energy, not to mention all the intelligence failures that come along with that pipeline from Russia. And you have Russia invade the Ukraine and start another war. Yes, this all happened on Joe Biden's watch. And now you are seeing the importance of Nord Stream 2. It's no coincidence. And I hadn't seen Tucker's segment, but I agree with him that this doesn't just happen. It's not like some great white shark swam down there and bit it. We are owed answers. Were we involved? Were our allies involved? Who was involved? Because Russia is going to assume the worst, which is not good for us, since Putin just said he's putting the threat of nuclear weapons on the table when it comes to defending his positions in Ukraine. That, coupled with this incident, has hopefully highlighted the importance of the Nord Stream 2 pipeline and the national security risk to not just America, but the world. And what is Joe Biden doing in response to this? I haven't heard anything from him and Kamala other than just more word salad and deflection. But we are sitting in this posture because no one else but Joe Biden and his administration permitted the completion of the pipeline in question.
Well, I'll play a soundbite from Joe Biden here in a second. And I think what really worries me here is this escalation towards World War III. I always predicted that if Hillary Clinton had become president instead of Donald J. Trump, we would have been at war with Russia a few years ago, 2016-17. I believe that was part of her agenda personally. And now, what do we see? We don't see a peace treaty between Russia and Ukraine, as reportedly could have happened a couple of months ago. We see an escalation towards World War III. So I'll do another screen share here because this is very concerning. You know, if you're Putin and you're trying to figure out who just blew up your pipeline, you're going to find this soundbite just like I did. Here's Joe Biden.
Let me answer the first question first. If Germany, if Russia invades, that means tanks or troops crossing the border of Ukraine again. Then there will be no longer a Nord Stream 2. We will bring an end to it.
How will you do that exactly, since the project and control of the project is within Germany's control?
We will. I promise you, we'll be able to do it.
Cash, I'm coming back to you. I could play the soundbite from Victoria Nuland saying exactly the same thing if you want to hear it. Here's my concern. That man you just heard, to me, is a puppet president. He's not a statesman like Donald J. Trump. Donald J. Trump could walk us back from World War III, and I believe these people are walking us right into it.
You know, and for our sake and the world's sake, I hope you're wrong, because nobody wants World War III. Nobody wants another conflict, especially one that jeopardizes American lives and American soldiers and American money. But unfortunately, we've seen the politicization of the national security apparatus, and it's not just in Nord Stream 2. You can look at Afghanistan. You can look at how we take on Iran, how we take on China, what we're doing with DPRK and Kim Jong-un, our southern border, the narcotics trade. This administration has continued to politicize the national security apparatus so it could have its next headline. And what does Biden do on the global stage? Allows all of these degrading operations to inflict harm upon America and American interests. And then he goes to the podium and says a speech that is regaled and glorified by the left-wing fake news. And when he says, you know, we will respond, you know, look, as the former chief of staff to the Department of Defense and the former deputy director of national intelligence, I'm kind of familiar with our capabilities, and, you know, we won't get into them, but do we have the ability to conduct such operations? We're America. We can do a lot of things all over the world. The question is, should we and should he, as a commander in chief, have engaged in this type of behavior if it proves to be us? I have no idea if it was or not, to essentially escalate the matter right after Putin had come on the global stage and said nuclear weapons are an option in the Ukraine. I just think it's a disastrous combination of both the politicization of the national security apparatus and a complete failure on the international diplomatic stage by Joe Biden, because he has no power as commander in chief to navigate this situation. And so we are being dictated to. Instead of setting the terms of peace, we are on the receiving end of trying to thwart World War III, which is a position we were never put in because of President Trump's focus on our national security mission and not the focus on politics.
Yeah. Well, let's just do a news of the day roundup real quick. If you have any comments on this, just two big news items here. Bank of England panics, restarts QE due to significant dysfunction in bond market, material risk to financial stability. It feels like the house of cards is starting to collapse around the world. Meanwhile, Biden advisor declares mega conservatives want to destroy America. This woman's name is Keisha Bottoms. She's the senior advisor on public engagement, if you can believe that. She says Trump supporters are a danger to our way of life. Do you find it as incredible as I do that they've tried to turn Make America Great into an ad hominem? These people are soulless.
Well, you knew it was coming. And because they play by a different set of rules, not ones that they are willing to apply to us, are they willing to apply to themselves? And that's a two-tier system of justice, which we can talk about later. But they take it to the media, they take it to the communication strategy, and they take it, unfortunately, and jeopardize American interest in American national security on a global stage by saying such reckless things. You know, quickly to your Bank of England commentary. Yeah, you know, a lot of my family's over there and they're seeing the signs of the pound, the sterling crater, and the QE, the quantitative easement policies are basically ushered in generally at a time when there's panic, especially when you're talking about a financial instrument such as the British sterling, which is one of the leading currencies in the world. So I think this effect is going to continue. I'm not the economic financial expert, but been around a little bit to know that if they're rattled over there, it's going to shake out throughout the rest of the world. And then you're going to have a lot of trade imbalances and a fluctuation in tons of currencies around the world, not just the sterling, to include the American dollar. But returning to Joe Biden and whatever his lackey's title was, as if we needed someone to be hold that position to scream from the top of our lungs that 80 million Americans who voted for Donald Trump are the enemy are, as according to Chris Wray, who falsely padded statistics and lied to Congress, are responsible for the rise in domestic violence and extremism. This type of rhetoric from our leadership, this type of rhetoric from the White House on behalf of the president, because that's what that lady is doing, is set to do one thing: inflame rather than inform the American public and the world as to the state of our democracy. And the state of our democracy is no longer such that 100% of people are driven by the facts. 50% of them are driven by emotion and hate and cheap rhetoric that is damaging to every American, such as the hateful speech language you just read before. And in order to defeat that, we cannot start doing to them what they do to us verbally. We have to go out on the stage, go out in the states, and make sure during this midterm election cycle, we educate the people on the disinformation campaigns that these same individuals have run, who are calling us domestic violent extremists, who are calling us hateful individuals for supporting America First priorities and a MAGA movement. We have to tell them it was these same people who perpetrated the Russiagate conspiracy, the largest criminal conspiracy by an FBI and DOJ in American history, who ran Ukraine impeachment one and two and January 6th and allowed for the catastrophe that was the Afghanistan withdrawal, just to name a few things. And let's not forget Hunter Biden's laptop. These are the people that offer a two-tier system of justice and a two-tier system of rules when it is convenient to them. And that is what's ticking off Americans the most. And that is why I believe we are going to be able to overcome their inability to govern on election day in November, because they are left with one thing alone, and that is spiteful rhetoric.
That's right. Yeah, I continue to say they are specialists in bearing false witness against their neighbor. That's all they've got left is rhetoric. And get this, so her title is Senior Advisor on Public Engagement. I'm not sure who she's trying to engage with that kind of rhetoric other than her base to rally her base to get violent against people who actually care about America. And, you know, I think another great example of how lost the left is, how morally bankrupt they are, is this race in Arizona for governor, Carrie Lake against Katie Hobbs. Katie Hobbs refuses to enter a debate, refuses to accept the invitation to debate Carrie Lake on the issues. Yeah. That's how bankrupt these people are, Cash.
That's their new play. And look, Carrie's a dear friend. I'm actually heading to Arizona tomorrow to help support Carrie Lake and Abe Hamada and Blake Masters. You know, I call it winning back the West in Arizona, in my home state of Nevada, where I'm helping Adam Laxalt and company also win back the state of Nevada. And Carrie Lake is one of the best gubernatorial candidates in the country, fiercely America First. And the reason this is now in the Democratic playbook is something that was unheard of 10, 15 years ago. I mean, even 5 years ago, maybe. Who refuses a debate that's running for public office, and what electorate allows them to get away with it? It's an electorate that is in bed with the jackals in the radical left-wing media, because they know their candidates will get crushed because their failed policies will be exposed. Their hypocrisy will be on full display. And we will show the world in those debates, which is why they don't want to have them, that it is a direct result of their catastrophic policies that have led to a drastic rise in the narcotics industry flowing in from Mexico, in 100,000 individuals being killed by Chinese fentanyl because we no longer have a secure border, in child sexual exploitation crimes and human trafficking up exponentially during the Biden administration. Cities like New York, Chicago, LA, Miami, and others, Washington, DC, have all seen crime spikes like no other in recent American history. They don't want you to focus on that. They want you to give you the illusion of security with cheap rhetoric. What Donald Trump and his administration delivered was actual security, be it on the global stage dealing with the matter likes of Russia, China, and Iran, or domestically dealing with crime and murderers and rapists and illegal immigrants who were released on bond and commit more crimes. We took that seriously and tamped down illegal activity, and we were able to curb drastically the opioid trade that was decimating America before President Trump's administration. But now look, we have a return to the years gone past and a drug trade out of control, and especially in a state like Arizona, a border state, where they see the direct results more so than many other states. This individual who's running against Kerry is never going to debate her because she will get annihilated on national TV. And not even the left-wing media can help her. They can only help her if they don't show up. And someone who's unwilling to show up and debate the matter, the facts, and the issues is not fit for any office, is not fit to be deputy dog catcher, let alone the governor, the commander-in-chief of Arizona. But Carrie Lake, thankfully, is on that mission, and she's going to win.
Friends, thanks so much for tuning in to SGT Report. This is a good time for a quick word about our sponsor. Guys, Noble Gold's CEO Colin Plume thinks quantitative tightening is setting up the stage for a gold rally. In his interview with the National Desk, Plume said that tightening is pushing the dollar up. However, he predicts that by next year, the Fed will print money again to restart economic activity. If you're thinking of gold and silver right now, Noble Gold is giving a free gold American Eagle coin with every eligible IRA or 401k. Don't you think you need to be smarter with your money? You need it to grow, not shrink. Noble Gold specializes in storing the value of your wealth through gold IRAs, so they're the natural choice. You can't go wrong with gold, and you can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call them right now at 877-646-5347. Or to find out more, just visit noblegoldinvestments.com. Yeah, give her my best. I think Carrie Lake is just such a shining example of what a real woman is in America. Mm-hmm. And just appreciate patriots like her so much. So before we talk about the entrenched deep state, people in government service who never leave, rats, leakers, etc., I just want to talk a little bit about these phony baloney polls. So the mainstream horror media that has literally no credibility with the American people at this point is saying that there's going to be a Democrat wave and that the Republicans have lost traction. I don't believe these polls for a second. What do you think is going to happen in November if we have fair and honest elections?
Well, I've never believed in the polls, period. I was one of the guys that said Donald Trump's going to win, and everybody laughed me out of the room. And it was on election night. I think he was still, 90% against in the polls that Hillary winning. So these polls are now part of their disinformation campaign. It's part of my education campaign to show America that disinformation exists from the deep state and bad actors. And I talk about them in my children's book, but I also talk about them in my upcoming adult book, Government Gangsters and the Exposition of the Deep State. But here's what they do. The deep state cannot exist alone with just the likes of Comey and McCabe and Rosenstein and Chris Wray and Gina Haspel and Mark Esper and whatnot. They have to have partners in the media who are willing to carry on their false information campaign. And in return, the media glorifies these individuals for somehow saving the American democratic process from the likes of a Donald Trump, when in reality, all they are doing is subverting a constitutional republic, breaking the law, and instituting and implementing government corruption at levels never before seen. And so when people bring in these polls, they become a part of this disinformation campaign. They are saying, look, we have anecdotal evidence of people saying, you guys are wrong, you guys are lying. Well, you can go out anywhere in America and poll 100 people and come up with whatever results you want. You basically say, what is the conclusion I want? Then go find a poll and then go fit it. It's just like they found a crime that they wanted to create, then manufactured the evidence falsely, like in Russiagate or January 6th, or insert whatever disinformation operation these people were running. And the last component to that is, of course, they need their top cover from the people elected to the legislative branch directly by the American people, and the likes of Adam Schiff and Nancy Pelosi and Swalwell, and the list goes on, to go out and sit and seize these polls and also seize the left-wing media with headlines, charged false headlines, to threaten and scare the American people into submission. But after 6 years, I think the American electorate, not all of them, but enough, have woken up to say, we can't just mail it in every 2 and 4 years. We got to go to work every day. And that's why I'm on the campaign trail for Abe Hameda, for Adam Laxalt, for Carrie Lake, and for so many other great America First candidates, J.D. Vance, Doug Mastriano, and Oz over in Pennsylvania. We have to keep pounding the pavement and make sure that the results we do forecast based on the movement in this country are the results that are achieved on November the 8th.
All right. I'm trying to be respectful of our time. I believe we have about 4 minutes left here, guys. I just want people to understand, and I think my audience does, what a success story, an American success story Cash's life is here. He was a public defender in Miami, moved on to Washington, D.C. To become terrorism prosecutor at the DOJ. He met Devin Nunes. He was asked to head up the Russiagate investigation. Can you imagine? Then he became the deputy director of national intelligence, then chief of staff at DOD. And meanwhile, John Durham's investigation has validated your own House Intelligence investigation of 2017-2018. And that's what I want the people to know. The entrenched deep state is real. Robbie Mook, Hillary's former campaign manager, testified under oath that she knew about the Russiagate hoax, but authorized it anyway. Cash, we've got to stay over the target here. That story is not over because there have been precious few perp walks and Hillary's still walking free.
Yeah, and I'm going to give you a Danchenko update. I'm also going to stay with you for a few more minutes because you've been kind enough to oblige me and let me talk about my two books. So The Plot Against the King, 2000 Mules. All of this is connected to the deep space conversation we just had and we're about to have again. So I wrote The Plot Against the King, which you can get at plotagainsttheking.com for Russiagate. We wanted to take that story and simplify it, not just for kids, but for adults. And President Trump launched The Plot Against the King, book one on Truth Social about 4 months ago, and it became the number one selling children's book in America. And then there was such an outcry, an outpour for more that our team said, okay, we're going to make this a trilogy. What's the other third rail that the left is going to excoriate us? How dare you talk to our kids and adults alike about Russiagate in a simple, truthful manner? We said, well, what about election integrity? So I collaborated with Dinesh D'Souza, and we put out Plot Against the King, 2,000 Mules. Dinesh and I don't talk about the mechanics of ballots and elections and all that, but we talk about what we did in the first book, truth, faith, mission, service, and the importance of educating our children so they become the future leaders of America and not the corrupt government gangsters that we have today. So I think you're going to love this story. We talk about tales in magical kingdoms. We have Hillary Quinton, Keeper Comey, Debbie and Dinesh, the candlestick makers, a shifty knight, a wizard named Devin, and so much more in the plotagainsttheking.com series. Help us, as President Trump said in his launch of our book on Truth Social just last week, put these copies in every school, in every library, in every home in America. And since we've gotten already 15 hit pieces written on us about this, about indoctrinating our kids, I know we're over the target. My simple message is this: indoctrinating the youth and our adults with the truth is better than indoctrinating them with CRT and gender dynamics. So I'm all for The Plot Against the King. I hope you guys stand by me. I don't mind talking about it because it's how I make a living these days. So I hope you guys can come and support us at plotagainsttheking.com. I signed 6,000 books this past weekend. I want to sell them all. Get the series. And the third book will be out in January, February. But returning to your deep state question, thanks for that. Look, Danchenko, Durham, Steele, Russiagate is the epitome of the deep state and the structure I outlined earlier in our conversation, so I won't repeat it. But the Danchenko update is worth noting in this conversation because even the guy who exposed the Russiagate conspiracy, that the Democratic Party hired a foreign asset and hijacked our FBI and law enforcement officers to lie to a federal court to unlawfully surveil a president and presidential candidate. That occurred, and I was the one who helped expose it with Devin Nunes, thought it could not get any worse. But here's what I discovered, and I put it out on Cash's Corner the other week. The FBI is using its confidential human source network to cover up its corruption. It is now the confidential human source cover-up network. Christopher Steele was example number one. But what leveled even me and Devin was the fact that Danchenko, the guy that Durham is charged federally, the guy that is the number one source for the Steele dossier, what do we find out? Igor Danchenko was a paid informant of the FBI for 3.5 years. Let's put a pin in that. How do we get there? Fiona Hill. Fiona Hill seems to be in the middle of every government fabricated conspiracy that there is, Russiagate to the Ukraine impeachment fiasco. She, Fiona Hill, hires Igor Danchenko in 2009 to be a research assistant for her at Brookings in, of course, the swamp. She, Fiona Hill, is the one who introduced Christopher Steele to the DOJ and Bruce Ohr. Remember that guy, the high-level DOJ prosecutor who is a corrupt government cutout after Steele got fired so that the FBI could still get the Steele fake reporting in to the federal court? Well, back in 2009 and 10, while Igor Danchenko was a research assistant for Fiona Hill Brookings, he was being investigated criminally by the FBI. And this is not me saying it. This is in John Durham's pleadings. Go to fightwithcash.com and you can see all the pleadings and reports for free. And he says the FBI investigated him for selling and buying classified information to a foreign adversary. And the FBI supposedly closed that investigation because they thought he left the country. Me as a former national security prosecutor, we never close an investigation because our targets leave the country. It's the most outrageous claim I've ever heard. If that weren't enough, fast forward, Christopher Steele gets fired in 2017. What does the FBI do? They hire, less than 1 week later, the very man they had under criminal investigation who was hired by Fiona Hill. The FBI now takes him to be a paid informant. And now you're asking why? Why do they do that? John Durham is finally telling us why. Because the FBI unlawfully uses its confidential human source network with government-funded taxpayer money to hide their corruption. They will say, oh, we have a confidential human sources, lives are at risk. Like Rod Rosenstein and Chris Wray told me and Devin, you can't do anything for Christopher Steele. People are going to die. Relationships are going to be ruined. Nothing happened when we released the Nunes memo. The only thing that happened was we exposed their corruption and their unlawful conduct, like Rod Rosenstein and Comey and Wray for signing those fake FISA warrants. Danchenko is an extension of that, and I'm so glad John Durham's on the case, and we're going to cover it extensively when the trial kicks off in a couple of weeks here on Cash's Corner. But, you know, one of the things that is central for me is, and hopefully your audience, is the documents. And we thought, as a part of our charitable endeavor at fightwithcash.com, is we created a document vault. So go there and see all the documents we lawfully obtained, whether it's January 6th, whether it's Russiagate, whether it's Afghanistan, whether it's the whistleblowers, whether it's Igor Danchenkov and John Durham and a Durham Watch update. We want you guys to go and read the documents themselves. You don't have to listen to our commentary, but pick them up. They're free. Show them to others and see the government's own words expose their own corruption, because these government gangsters are so arrogant that they thought they could rule this country, subvert democracy, and never get caught. But we've caught them, and we've got so much more to come. And we were able to synthesize all of that into the Plot Against the King series. And we're looking for ideas on what our third book might be. Maybe it's The Return of the King or something like that. But go to plotagainsttheking.com. And a cool caveat about that is Steve Inman on Truth Social has created an actual video trailer of The Plot Against the King. And if that weren't enough, my dear friend John Rich, country music legend, has come up with a song that he debuted last week on Truth Social called The Plot Against the King. I mean, that's the trifecta right there. I hope you guys check it out on my Truth Social account or at plotagainsttheking.com.
Fantastic. Oh, thank you so much. I'll do a screen share and show the site here. Fightwithcash.com, guys. Just a couple more comments before we say goodbye. That Danchenko FBI connection, it reminds me of a very important question, Cash. Who is Ray Epps?
Exactly. Another guy that I believe is part of the confidential human source cover-up network. You don't go from being the FBI's most wanted list overnight to being off of it, and then having Jill Sanborn, the head of counterterrorism at the FBI, testify before Congress. When asked about who is Ray Epps, is he a Fed? She says, I don't know. I am not able to answer that question. That is telltale government speak for the involvement that Ray Epps likely had on January 6th. And that's why Congress needs to act when we get the gavels to have the oversight. Did they run another unlawful intelligence law enforcement operation against the American people, like they did in Russiagate, like they're doing with Igor Danchenko, like they did on January 6th, and so many others? We need their documentation. We'll post it at fightwithcash.com. And if you want to help support the mission, I've got my Orange Man Bad Tea Punisher shirt on. We've got so much merch on the website. Nobody makes a profit. It all goes into our 501c3. We're funding tuition programs, veterans assistance, active duty member service programs, and we're also doing legal defense funds to help people like January 6th and whatnot at fightwithcash.com. If you're not bored, go to plotagainsttheking.com and pick up a couple of copies of the book. And I will never stop slinging the truth on Truth Social at Cash, at KASH. It's the only place I exist on social media. If you think you're following me elsewhere, you're not.
Very good. All right. You stole my thunder. My last question was about your T-shirt. I was going to say, so Steve Bannon, you appear on his show a lot. He says elections have consequences. Stolen elections have catastrophic consequences. We're now seeing the result of that. But as my friend Tom Luongo said when I interviewed him recently about the economic meltdown, he said, Biden got more ballots, not more votes. And I thought that was very, very insightful. And I was going to end on asking you, where did you get that awesome Orange Man Bad Avenger T-shirt?
Yeah, so we debut a lot of merchandise. Actually, I think we just debuted our fall line today, Orange Man Bad camo black hoodies. And it's all at fightwithcash.com, but we are constantly putting out on Truth Social for people to see. And as I said, all the proceeds go to our charitable foundation, which I'm so proud of the work we do. Our board has no salary. We don't operate like that. We take the money in and we put it right back out. And you get to be a part of the cause. We figured, why not have fun? Why can't everybody come and have fun with either my organization or another one? But let's get creative. They called us the Orange Man Bad Army. So we took the Punisher guy, combined it and said, how about this t-shirt? Check out our new hoodie that just went out. We've got caps, we've got socks. I think people are having fun with it. And that's what, you know, something I don't get to talk about often, and I'm glad I can mention on your show. If you can't have fun along with doing the hard work that we've been doing together, then you're doing something wrong. And that's not to say you make light of it, but you have to have some levity in the movement. You have to have some cohesion. And that can only come when you're enjoying what you're doing. And that's what we're trying to do at fightwithcash.com. I'll tell you what, post some cool pics of our merch and post a cool pic of you holding your book. And we always pick random winners. Then I'll personalize some books for you for free. If you're our selected winner, just go ahead and post them on Truth Social. And if you really want to tick off the left, post them on Facebook and Twitter. But I'm all for Truth Social.
All right. God bless you. Thanks for your time today. Godspeed to you. Safe travels to Arizona. Please give our best to Carrie Lake. We're all watching. We all know how important this is. We will all fight for truth, light, and liberty in November. Guys, the website's fightwithcash.com, durhamwatch.com. Our guest has been Cash Patel. Thank you so much, Cash.
Thanks so much, guys. I hope to see you soon.
All right. God bless you and yours, friends. Guys, thanks so much for tuning in. I'll remind you, for real news 24/7, you can visit us directly at sgtreport.com. That's still the antidote to corporate propaganda and all of their mockingbird mainstream whore media lies. May God bless you and your family. Bye-bye.
President Trump, when he addressed the United Nations, couldn't have been more right about the danger of European dependence on Russian gas and petroleum.
Germany will become totally dependent on Russian energy if it does not immediately change course.